Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest is Avriel Valise, representing Avery Skaggs, the painter. Hello.
Hello, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here today. Avery Skaggs has a show this first Friday at the Northern Tea Alley downtown on Front Street. Tell me a bit about Avery and his art.
Well, Avery is a born and raised Junoite. He has been painting with his fingers all his life, and so this will be his seventh exhibit here in Juneau since 2010. And I would best describe his art as an abstract expressionist. It's a big word.
It is.
Abstract expressionist style.
And Avery has his work posted on Instagram. It's at Avery_art_AK. We have a link to that on the Juno Afternoon website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. I checked it out. It's really beautiful. I love the colors and the patterns. They really evoke a lot. Some are more soothing. Some are like really energizing. Some are playful and fun. Can you speak at all to his process?
Yes. Well, abstract expressionist, it's also known as action painting. So Avery uses his hands to communicate a lot of times, and that the paint that you see on the canvas and in his paintings is the marks that he leaves in his communicative process. So you can really see the energy that flows out from them, and there are definitely paintings that are slower moving, and then there's paintings that clearly happened rather quickly. And so the staff that works with him at Reach, at the Canvas Art Studio, they like to let a layer dry first so you can really capture each layer, so you can really see his finger motion strokes. And then once it dries, typically we'll pick another pigment or give Avery a selection of different colors to choose from to lay down the next color. So one painting can take quite a few days just to allow each layer to dry properly.
And how large are these canvases?
The smallest run about 12 by 12 inches, and they go all the way up to 24 by 36. And they are on wood.
And you are connected to Avery because you're his agent.
I am.
Have you been his agent for a long time?
Since May or June. So it's been, Avery has a very large inventory. So a lot of my work thus far has been cataloging his inventory, pricing his work, getting the word out there, starting him an Instagram, lining him up shows.
The Instagram page is really great. I like it a lot. Its aesthetic is really nice to look at.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. So is there, sometimes he selects a color, sometimes you guys help with that, and that's how he gets started, just one layer and then the next layer, and then how do you know when he's finished, or how does he know when he's finished?
He is incredibly expressive, so he's very good about letting those he's working with know when he is done with something, or it's very obvious when he's in the mood and when he's not. Currently, the colors he is selecting are very much in the purple hues, and he's enjoying a lot of metallics is what he seems to be gravitating towards. However, a lot of what you're going to see in the show are more muted and subtle tones for the most part, but there's definitely oranges and golds and burnt umbers that pop out with threads of violet that get woven within. So definitely keep your eye out, because what he is painting now is a good idea of what is to come for the public.
That sounds like nice moody pieces for fall.
Yes, that was very much what we had in mind when we picked it. We were thinking of, we wanted things that were cozy, things that felt the color palette felt like the expressiveness of the strokes very much are representational of, say, the blustery days we're having right now, or reminds me a lot of, You see the fall leaves in the streets where things are mostly grayed out, but then you've got that bright pops of oranges and reds are very lovely.
Yes, the fall leaves, the bright colors, they are to be found in Juneau. How does art help Avery sort of make his way through the world?
Well, it is part of his communicative repertoire. So Avery is nonverbal, and his art is a way to express to us of how he's feeling. And his art definitely changes from season to season according to his mood. So we actually, to keep it in your mind for a really long for next year, is Avery has been secured a solo show at the City Museum. And that show, we are working on showing what Avery's life and how he expresses himself throughout the calendar year. So the public in that exhibit will be able to really see what is, through a year, you will be able to really have a good idea of what he's communicating.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad to hear that's coming up. In the meantime, this first Friday, that's this Friday, November 1st, the Avery's art will be on exhibit at the Northern Tea Alley. That's 236 Front Street. Super easy to find. Is that starting at 5 o'clock?
This one, we decided to have it from 4:30 to 6:30. Avery will be there, probably not for the entire duration of the show, but we will definitely like him to be there. So, yes, 4:30 to 6:30. And the art will be up throughout the month.
Well, that's great. Avril, is there anything else you want to add or mention about Avery Skaggs and his work?
Well, I did want to introduce a little bit about abstract expressionism, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's an art medium that we especially don't see in Juneau, and it's typically associated with post-World War II. So it's not nearly as common these days, but Jackson Pollock is arguably the most famous abstract expressionist that pop into people's minds. And I think Avery's art is a little bit reminiscent of that. Arguably, their approaches differ significantly because of their physical ability. But Pollock's philosophy does give us some foundation in which to interpret the unique style. So for Pollock, he came to regard the paint itself as not as a passive substance to be manipulated at will, but as a storehouse for pent-up forces for him to release. So likewise, when you look at an Avery Skaggs painting, you can see the speed and direction of which his fingers strike the canvas and how each stroke interacts with its former layers of pigment. So each painting I look at is very distinctly different, and I'm very amazed about the uniqueness of each one, the emotions that they evoke. Abstract expressionism is also, it evokes a type of mythology, so the paintings themselves are archetypal instead of representational. So you definitely get this energy, and the paintings themselves are still very much alive and moving long after the artist had anything to do with them. So you can go into an exhibit and you just feel that energy, or as you walk to each canvas, it has a very unique emotion that it evokes out of it.
I agree 100%. I pulled up the painting so I could look at them as you were describing that. And I think you are hitting the nail right on the nose there, because it's a good way to describe it. There is something Pollock-esque about the work, but I think it's just because the style that they use is similar. It's both, you know, abstract expressionist. But yeah, it's beautiful work. So
it really is. It really is. And I hope people come and take a good look at it. And we'll also be at the APK Marketplace at the State Museum at the end of November to also be selling Avery Skaggs' work. And in there, we'll probably be able to have a lot more of his inventory.
Terrific. Avril, thanks so much for being here today and telling us all about Avery Skaggs and his work. I hope you guys have a great show opening on First Friday.
Thank you very much.